we're joined by friend of the show, Dr. Simone Wilds, an infectious disease physician at South Shore Health in Weymouth, Massachusetts. Dr. Wilds, we know that the FDA expected to grant expanded emergency use authorization as soon as this week for children as young as 12 to receive the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. And what should parents know as the next age range starts to be eligible for shots?
Well, most important is that the vaccine is safe and effective based on the information we've had so far. The trial reports that 100% of the children who got the vaccine did not get COVID. And so this is really something that's reassuring. We do know that in adults, the Pfizer vaccine has been safe and effective, and we really anticipate that this is going to be similar in children. The side effects, we haven't received any of the details, but I do think that it is going to be similar to what we have in the adults where, you know, you do get some flu-like symptoms after the first and second dose and more intense after the second dose. But the key thing is they resolve within 24 to 48 hours.
And Dr. Wilds, what message would you have to parents who may be a little concerned, especially as younger people are getting vaccinated, not knowing what any long-term impacts of these kind of vaccines may have on their child, you know, decades and decades down the road?
Well, Andrew, I would say that, you know, in adults, we have seen so far very few major side effects based on the data that we have seen. I do know that long term, we do not have a lot of data, but I feel reassured based on the information I've had from the adults, which I think will be very similar to what we see in children.
What about breakthrough cases? We're hearing that, you know, that is something that may be less of a chance with kids who do get the J&J vaccine.
I think that is something that's ongoing, Shannon, in that, you know, we are seeing a lot more variants, which we know can have an impact on the vaccine. Right now it's great, but I think down the line we might see more breakthrough cases. In children, really it's early to say, but we are keeping close tabs on that data as to, you know, what the impact is going to have on children and the variants and breakthrough cases.
And for our listeners, those breakthrough cases are when people are vaccinated, but it is not, the vaccine is not 100%, but very close to 100% of those cases that do pop up, that are those small percentages. Those are what are called breakthrough cases. And Dr. Wilds, if I can, we have recorded here in El Paso County in Southern Colorado, the first known case in our county of the Brazilian variant, the P1 variant. What should our listeners know about this and about, you know, is it different than what we've been seeing?
Well, the first thing I will address is that the common variant that we see now in the U.S. is the B117, which was originally in U.K. So we have not seen a lot of cases of the P1 variant. What I will encourage people to do is, you know, remember, just like we would with any of the cases of the coronavirus, that we want to make sure that we continue to encourage people to get vaccinated. We practice social distancing, wash our hands. The public health measures are really going to be very important because we do know that these variants are very contagious, which means a lot of people can get the infection and it spreads quickly. So we want to take all the measures we are doing to prevent that from happening because we really don't want to get into an outbreak scenario, which we've had many times in the past with just the regular cases of the coronavirus.
And finally, you know, Dr. Wilds, as we wrap up, there's also a recent report that herd immunity may not be as likely as we thought here in the U.S. Does that mean that COVID-19 will never really go away?
Yes, I mean, I think we're heading in that direction, but what I will remind people that even though it won't go away, we will be able to manage the cases just like we do with the flu every year. You know, we'll have small number of cases and we'll be able to manage it based on the treatment options that we have, and we'll be able, I'm hoping, you know, just continue with the testing and tracking of the disease so that we can control any outbreaks that might pop up. But I think it's going to be with us for a very long time.
All right, Dr. Simone Wilds out of Weymouth, Massachusetts, thank you for joining us and giving us your insight into the very latest on the COVID fight.
Okay, be safe.